to pay.
Whatever
the heter of doing, we just said in Sif Dalet, of people getting haircuts, whatever the scenario is that they're allowed to get haircuts, has to be done in a private fashion. A separate issue. Okay, Bob. Cotton mutter the galeach b'moyed.
What's
that? Tough kuf lamed aleph. I'm sorry. Tough kuf lamed aleph.
We aren't talking about chol hamoed if people are allowed to get haircuts.
Correct.
They have to take them private.
Correct. Cotton mutter the galeach b'moyed. I feel a nolik kelim a regel. So, Philip for hesia shorty. So, a child, you can get his haircuts. Chazal didn't put this issur of getting haircuts for children during Chol HaMoed. So it's considered tzarcha regel. He needs a haircut. Even if it was not before the regel, means even in case you have the potentially it was possible to get the haircut beforehand. They didn't say you have a chiyuv to do it beforehand. He didn't do it beforehand. You're still going to do it during the regel. Phil Befrahesia is showing that this is mutter even Befrahesia. So remember, people came and asked him, can they do an upsharing during Chol HaMoed? The answer is yeah. They can do upsharing during Chol HaMoed. Now, the question really is, are they allowed to schedule an upsharing for Chol HaMoed? That's a different question. We'll see. Are they allowed to cut hair during Chol HaMoed? The answer is yes. Are they allowed to schedule during Chol HaMoed? It's a little more complicated. Test of cotton. The Shach be timer shall you cut us the Moed Kishum and Novo? The Lab Bar Mitzvahu. He's not responsible, so you can't say that he had responsibility to make sure he comes to the Yom Tov looking proper, and he didn't do that. So therefore, we're going to prohibit him. The whole conversation doesn't start. He's not really the Bar Chiyuva on these concepts that we would hold him responsible. But Dafka Sheish Lo Tzar Rav, the Mitzar Al Yedei Zeh, it's someone he has the hair is bothering him. Okay, Madafka Lekot Mut Leglab. But now I'm giving him a haircut. So I'm giving him a haircut. I'm a Jew. So I'm doing malacha for a tzarech. So what's a tzarech? So the child needs to feel comfortable on Yom Tov because his hair is too long. That's fine. Awa la'akum osir l'galeach. But do I have a right to give a goy a haircut? So there's always a goy getting a haircut. But what I'm doing a malacha, giving him a haircut. What's a tzarech amoyed? That the goy should look nice for Yom Tov? No such mitzvah. The only exception would be if the worker, the barber, has no food. And he needs to work in order to be able to get money to be able to buy food. So then he's not doing it for the goy. He's doing the malacha in order to be able to have the money that he needs to eat. So Chazal permitted that. Because there was a hat like we had before in the in Siman Tavkuf Lamed, there's a heter of Poyel Shein Ein Lo Mayechel. It's a special category called Poyel Shein Lo Mayechel. If you have a worker who doesn't have what to eat, because I'll permitted him to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. But other than that, there's no heter to give a goy a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Reba B'Shiurim, however, which when we discussed Reba B'Shiurim, Shem Yarva B'Shiloi for a goy on Yom Tov, we said it's a problem. It's not during Chol HaMoed. During Chol HaMoed, there'd be mutter. Now, going back to the upsharing issue, so here's the question is it mutter to push it off to Chol HaMoed? Now, this way you have more people able to come, etc. Because we're going to see later on, there's a separate, even in cases where you're allowed to do malach and Chol HaMoed, the Chazal limited and said you can't be mechav and malach to l'moed. You can't specifically leave it for Chol HaMoed because it's an easier time to do it, etc. So is there an issur of pushing it off? Or do you say that over here, since it's a celebration, it's an element of simcha, you want to do it on Chol HaMoed to be able to celebrate it, so that's adding to the Chol HaMoed.
What, are you talking about an option?
Upsharing, yeah. So is it? What's Lamaisa? So they bring over here in the Mercy of Dirshu, And he brings from Chaim Kanievsky, he says the minhag was not to do an upsharon during Chol HaMoed. There are persons definitely which held not like that, held that you can't do upsharon during Chol HaMoed. If you take a look at this over here, take a look at the Shari Tshuva, it's a cut in Zion. See that Shari Tshuva? It says Einber Heteb that Weinberg and Amel Shakos of Zelda Shalom. What to the Hashra is simple as that Hagel, if the Glacha Shos and the Cotton, Kel Hadkel is simple of Mamayr, Mitzanami Ikebekach. So the Gan HaMelech says that you can specifically leave it for Chol HaMoed in order to celebrate. And Adarabah, that's preferred. You're doing the mitzvah by doing so. Ein Shaminyan Shal Simcha, what's the minig Eretz Yisrael? Gam Kein Shalish and Simcha with Teglach, as Rishon HaShakot, and Shemachant Chon HaSeh B'mitzvahs, Liyo Yisloi Peyas HaRashim. What's the Simcha? The Simcha is, when you cut the haircut the first time, they cut the hair the first time, so they leave the payas, and you bring mechanachim in the midst of payas, the isra of payas, the isra of cutting payas. So that's the simcha. So but people would celebrate that. Whatever you want to do it during Chol HaMoed, it's proper to do. That's a proper time to do it. Then he brings. Vine b'priyas chayim shar sir so oimer shakosu binyan halachim al kever shem v'yachoy losu b'nei b'mirnin. That's how they have it, Meiron, we call it Meiron. Lam Gimel Boimer. Shiraz Mara Harizal. So the Prius Chaim is written by Reb Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Rizal. He says he saw that the Rizal, Shaholach Sham, the Galech, is Benoi B'mishta B'simcha B'yamim Mahim. That the Rizal went to Meiron to give his son a haircut on Lag Boimer. So you want to know where it discusses in the idea of taking haircuts. Giving a upsharon in Miron on Lag BaOmer, the answer is you just found it. This is where it's quoted.
Wow.
Okay, so if I call it, he doesn't mention it in Hilchos Tirsa Omer. So if you ever know, you ever need to know where to find it in the Shulchan Aruch, you've found it. Okay. Tezayin, if you learn to learn, Rosh Abtah Yochel Galchol Mikayin Meshori, Mitamon Al. Even though you couldn't give him the child the haircut beforehand, because he's not Chayv Mitzvahs. The Shatzian adds in Yud Gimel that the reason why we don't let you do it is sort of is almost like an idea of a kenas. You should have done it beforehand, so we're not going to let you do it later on. Well, that's very nice for the father. But why should the kid lose out? And the kid get, you know, then the kid walks home with the long hair, with being frustrated with the long hair because the father was blew it and didn't take care of it beforehand. Well, considering the ben b'shil ha'av shel gilchu mikadem, the child doesn't have to lose because the father didn't do what he's supposed to do. Okay. So we're back into the Mishnah. I remember that Shemitzad of the Filu who ben Kama Shonim, Kol Shel Higia Le Yud Gimel Shonim, Mutal Galcha B'Moyed, V'Chein Mucha B'Magan Avram. So Prima Gadam says that this halacha of giving a child a haircut during Chol HaMoed applies up to the age of Bar Mitzvah. Acha Magan Avram Istapek, the Behecha, the cut near a Kagadol, Epshad Ein Lahoko, Befer Hesya. We said over here in the Shulchan, in the Ramah, that you're allowed to give the child a haircut, Befer Hesya. If the child looks like an adult, so there'd be a problem with doing Befer Hesya tomorrow, Sayin. So that wouldn't be that you shouldn't do. So Yudzayin, he said, "Sure, it's mutter to do it even before Hesya because the Kol Rayon Shukat, and everybody sees that he's a child." Zakt the Shulchan Aruch.
Beginning part
only. Base matters in the front. Okay, Zion. Sif Zion. Ovo Shachal Shvi Shaloi B'Shabbos Erev Aregel. So, Pesach was Motzi Shabbos, and his Shiva started on Sunday a week before that. So, day 7 is Shabbos. So, people are accustomed to say, and they say it really in, you know, say it not correctly, that the Shiva ends Erev Shabbos. It's not really true. He's allowed to get ready for Shabbos and, you know, prepare himself for Shabbos, etc., but he still took Shiva until the seventh day has the morning of the seventh day. We say Mixes Yom Kekuloi, the seventh day. So here he is. It's day seven came out to be, say, if they said, I want to come out to Erev Yom Tov, so you got a haircut Erev Yom Tov. We'll see what I'll qualify that in a second. But it came out to be on Shabbos. You can't get a haircut Erev Shabbos. Can't get a haircut on Shabbos. Can't get a haircut on Yom Tov. So there's a mutter to do it. Now, this is Mikra Din. Because Mikra Din, the Isser Taglachas, doesn't apply Shloishim. But we're Noyig and Isser Taglachas. No, I'm sorry. Isser Taglachas applies Shloishim, but over here, because the last the seventh day ended the morning of Erev Yom Tov, so he already was in. He already is as if the Shloishim started Erev Yom Tov, and then Yom Tov comes as Mevatel Shloishim. So once Yom Tov starts, the Gzeres Shloishim is over. So once the Isser of Shloishim of getting a haircut ends once Yom Tov starts.
We're not
that way, though. Well, for a parent, there's a separate.
You mean it? We're not that way for not a parent.
For non-parent, we're not that way. Yom Tov is mevatel shloshim. So in this scenario, Yom Tov is mevatel shloshim. It's now chol hamoed, but he couldn't get a haircut before Yom Tov in this situation. So he's allowed to get a haircut chol hamoed. Hagah, mi shehemer dosay v'chazer b'tshuva. Person who geshmatzich, and then he came back. V'darkoi l'galeach, mutar l'galeach b'moed. So there was a custom in certain places that the person, when he would do this, and they would do tshuva, they would shave their hair. So that's mutar to do in chol hamoed. Not the Mishnah Berurah. Yudches Shabbos Erev Regel. To Harei Lahoya Yochol Legalcha BeYom Zeh. So he couldn't do the haircut on the Erev Yom Tov. So he's not going to haircut Chol Hamoed. By Over the Imar, the Loch is a person who can't get a haircut until 30 days have passed, and his chaverim are goyro boy, and they say, you know, you really look horrible, you need a haircut. So somebody has to tell him that. His wife doesn't count, has to be a chaverim. But
he's used to not listening to his wife anyway.
No, because his wife always tells him that's what he looks like. But other relatives, the person sits shiva for, so brother, a sister, a son, and a daughter, or a wife. So once shloshim is over, a person allowed to get a haircut. So that would be relevant over here. Now, what would be in a case where shloshim ended erev Yom Tov, and one of his friends met him on Yom Tov, and said, you really need a haircut. So now, theoretically, he can get a haircut chol hamoed by avivim moed, because the shloshim is over. Goro b'chaber doesn't work until the shloshim passes. Once shloshim is passed, erev yom tov was shloshim, and now someone was goro boy. So now chol hamoed can get a haircut, be the same thing. Okay. Now the person that was hamered das, so mikra the person that was hamered das, so he did tshuva. He did tshuva. There's no process that has to be done. However, there were certain minhagim which were established in the process of person numbers. They would accept themselves a different religion. They would come back to Yiddishkeit. There are certain procedures that people accepted upon themselves to do. So one of them was being megaleach. Medarker lehisoch. That's what he means. The galeach appears from Malkam Shenoygim Shabali Tshuva Megalchen, in a place where the custom was that Bali Shuva would shave themselves. The verse Gilulim Dami the mace, Ulumitsara Shaton Giluach, and we find by a person who's had a tumor of Tumas mace, doesn't need Giluach. I'm a bit, doing a Vitzara is like a mace, and Mitzara is compared to a mace. And a Mitzara, when he leaves the tomb of a Mitzara, the Torah says he requires a process of shaving. So they undertook to say, when the people would let go of their false religion and come back to Torah, they would do that process also with Giluach. So that's Mutter. L'galeach b'mayit, afilu l'chazer b'tshuva k'anam u'rego, v'yechol l'galeach b'kodem. This the place where they had such a minig, it was a tzarech mitzvah because they would not allow the person to rejoin into the corpus of Klal Yisrael and be part of the tzibur for davening, etc. This is a tzarech mitzvah, so even though he should have done it before, I'm not going to give him a kanas and prevent him from doing mitzvahs by not doing the giluach. Okay. Ches. Pala mutter lito safa b'cholamoyd. A person needs to trim their mustache. You got to take off hair from the mustache on cholamoyd. I feel for hesia. That they never did an aser. It's even for hesia it's mutter. Mutter lochav l'nisak roish b'moyer ha'pisha meisher ha'seir emezah mishum giluach. A person taking a shower and shampooing his hair and scratching his head, even causing hair that causes hair to fall out. So on Yom Tov you shouldn't do that. But on Chol HaMoed that's mutter. Chof Aleph, Lito Safa. In other words, there's a Gemara which says, Moshe, a Nazar is also for the Giluach. The Gemara says, a Nazar can't scratch his head in a way which will be a secretia that hair is going to fall out. So we do find when there's an Isser of Taglachas in certain places, so there is an Isser of being Lachav Roshe. And by Shabbos also, we have the same din. The secretia that hair is going to come out is also to do. A person can't scratch their head vigorously. Some people have a habit of playing with their beard, you know. Play with your beard, eventually you pull out hairs. Right. I think, who was it with? One of the Gilead Shalim had Akpada, the Adaris. Rel Yodavid, Rinowitz Tumim. So he had Akpada, I think it was him. That he put his hand in his beard, you put your hand in your beard, you pull out hairs. So he wouldn't put his hand in his beard, and if he did, he wouldn't take it out. So one time Shabbos morning, he put his hand in, he said, rest of Shabbos, he's like, what's wrong with his hand in his beard? Because you're afraid to pull it out, you got to pull out hairs. So, but Chol HaMoed, that's not a concern.
Is that going,
Lifnei Mishra Sedin? That was the Mishra Sedin, yes. But the count of the person can't rub their hair in such a way which is a secret ratio is going to pull out hair. That's not lifnei mishra. That's the din. Okay, so chaval little sofa bein b'misparayim bein ubein mitar that can be done with scissors or can be done with a razor. Filo enema kevus achilo. And the chiddush over here is that we find in certain cases Chazal permitted a person who's an oval the moshe can't cut his hair, but he can cut trim his mustache if it's blocking his eating. You know, he has this big droopy mustache getting into all of his food. It's very uncomfortable. He's allowed to trim his mustache. Over here, the heter is even without that. You're allowed to cut your. Okay. Mishiyesh shkinber roishay. Person who has some type of a. Psoriasis or some type of a growth on the skin. He has some type of a disease on the skin. You're allowed to remove the hair to be able to treat the illness, or the hair shouldn't irritate it, etc., whatever it is. And even you're allowed to do it even with a tar, which is not a shinui. I'm very halacha. Mutal lahaki is dam shakarin kep zitzin. The kep zitzin is zetzin is. I don't know exactly how it works. But I have to ask my mother-in-law. There was one of the ways they used to do a kazas dam was something with cups. They would take a cup, they heat it up, so and they put it onto the skin, and it was a cool off, so it would create a vacuum on the on the body, and it would pull on the skin, so it creates a vacuum. So it pulled the blood. It would pull the blood out.
But the blood didn't leave the body, though.
I'm not sure whether the blood left the body or it would just cause it to be, it would cause internal bleeding, and then you know that was. So I'm not sure which way they did it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect that it would leave the body.
There's no reason why it should leave the body unless they make a cut there.
It's not like leeches,
right? So he's saying that's even though you're. I'm not sure exactly why it's here. I guess it talks about personal grooming, so it talks about that also.
What is tar?
Tar is a razor. Giluach, so it said that there's no problem with giluach to comb your hair or rub your hair. Similarly, any process of rechitza, to do any type of washing in the body, which might cause the hairs to come out, etc. Unless maybe the Bir Halacha talks about the causes. I mean, it says the minhag was before they would do it, they would remove the hair. This way, they could get a good, that's what I'm looking for. Vacuum, you know, where the cup would be directly against the skin. So they would shave off the hair of that area. So saying that's mutter to do also. If there's a valid need to do a kazas dam, whatever they would consider a valid need to do a kazas dam, so that you need to shave the hair to be able to do that, and that spot is also mutter. I guess in the modern version of that person gets the surgery, so they shave the area where they're going to cut. So that would be mutter. As much as the surgery is mutter, so the shaving is there is also permitted. Okay. Tav kuf lama beis. So I was talking about hair. What about fingernails? Aleph. So mutter lital tzipranayim. Bein diyad, bein the regal, or filibim in surayim. So the Shulchan Aruch passes, you're allowed to cut your fingernails in Chol HaMoed, whether the fingernails or toenails, even though you're using a regular scissors. So you're doing it with a normal way. Hagoa, but yesh machmirim, there's some who disagree. The Boishim say that it's aser. Because, in other words, what's the issue? The issue is, do we apply the concept of the Gemara that Chazal were afraid that the person will, if they know they can do a Chol HaMoed, they're going to push it off to a Chol HaMoed because it's too busy Erev Yom Tov. So I say, I'll cut my fingernails in Chol HaMoed, I have to cut my fingernails for Yom Tov. So they hold that that's a problem, the situation. Okay. B'cheinu aminig l'hachem shal litlon, bein b'sakin and bein b'misarayim. The minig is to be macho, like the second opinion, the Ramah says, even if you do it with a knife and throws it away scissors. In other tzarech mitzvahs tvila, shenoit lon kedarkan b'chol. A person's going to the mikvah, so before they go to mikvah, we expect them to cut their fingernails, going to mikvah for a real process of tumah tahara, say, when was Anita going to the mikvah? Or his mom, Mashiach would be here. If you go to the mikvah, they'll be able to go into the mikdash. Right, so that's a real tefillah. I lost my thought process. The tzarech mitzvah, the minhag is to remove the fingernails in order that there shouldn't be any. This way, we get not worried about any type of chatzitza with the dirt underneath it, etc. Because you're able to get it out. So So the minute it became, he removed the halacha is remove the fingernails. Now, once that became the custom to remove the fingernails, so now could be even the fingernail itself was considered a chatzitza. If the derech is always to remove it, you didn't remove it yet, so consider it a chatzitza. Some Rebbe says not like that. This is kolzman, it's part of the body, it's part of the body. But if it started detaching partially, so then you have a problem. Because now the derech is not to keep it there anymore, and now taka will be considered a chatzitza, so the person would have to remove it. So that's mutter of the tzarech mitzvah, tefillas mitzvah, that's mutter. Let's just do Bayes and we'll do Mishabur. Bayes called Rafu Mutab Khalamite. Good. So Mishabur, I feel Mishraim, Koshkin Basak and Abiyad, Ubishin of the Mutter. It's according to the Mechaber, you can do it with the scissors, obviously you can do it, which is the normal derek, obviously you can do it with the Shinui. So you want to do it with a knife or with your hands or your teeth, all those would be Mutter. Yeshmach Mirim, however, there's someone disagree. And the servant of the Bezesh Shayach Gamkein, Hatam, the same the concern that Chazal had that people will use this as an excuse to enter wait till Cholamoy to do it and end up entering into Yontif looking not well groomed. So it applies to fingernails as much as it applies to haircuts. You should cut them before Yontif. So now, based on that thought process, all the people which we listed before in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph that they have a heter to get a haircut, they remove from captivity or from prison. So those people also have a heter to get a haircut. They didn't have an option of cutting their fingernails necessarily while they're sitting in jail. And remember, their jail was like a pit. So all those people which are allowed to get a haircut chalamoid, are allowed to cut their fingernails chalamoid. Let's see.
Dungeon.
I hear what you said.
Dungeon.
Like a dungeon. Yeah. The Metal Mer of Yomtiv. Now, however, the Mishabur adds that the Magen Avraham says, even this opinion agrees, if you did your due diligence and you cut them Erev Yom Tov, and now they started growing back again, you're allowed to cut your fingernails Chol HaMoed in that situation. What to leave them with Chol HaMoed? Okay. The Hoyesh Matirim Lo'olam Kishagileach Erev Yom Tov. We said, but even by Giluach, there was an opinion which said, by haircuts, if you got a haircut Erev Yom Tov, you could get your haircut again. But after none of the Kaimer loan came, we don't have a whole like that by haircuts. And now we're in the Tufkul Lamed Aleph Pacific Bays. Come walk him. And yet there, the Yeshua Lav Hoki, Mahar B'deyos Lahokul, and Lahachmer. So I could argue with this. First of all, according to some opinions, there's no wish of cutting fingernails, Cholamoid, period. And even according to the ones hold that there is, it's not more stringent than haircuts. And according to haircuts, there is an opinion which holds if you got a haircut before Yom Tov, you can get your haircut hair more on Yom Tov. So we also, you cut your fingernails before Yom Tov, you cut your fingernails on Yom Tov. So I have two stud in why it should be permitted, so I'm not mechiv d'machar more than that. That's the actual psak, is that a person cut their fingernails before Yom Tov, they could cut them again in Chol HaMoed. Now, what would be a situation where a person cut them, let's say, 2 days before Yom Tov, 3 days before Yom Tov, and they didn't grow back enough, there's what to cut. They didn't cut them there of Yom Tov. Now it comes Chol HaMoed already, and they're quite long, because it's been 10 days since last time they cut them. So what's in that situation? So the Aruch HaShulchan said that's mutter. In other words, the reason why you didn't cut Erev Yom Tov is because you cut it 2 days before and it didn't really need. Not because you decided not to prepare yourself to look. You look presentable for Yom Tov. That's exactly why you're not cutting them. Right? The point over here was that we don't want this heter of cutting Chol HaMoed to undermine a person's preparation for Yom Tov to look presentable for Yom Tov. She said if you did your job being presentable for Yom Tov, by cutting the Erev Yom Tov, you can cut Chol HaMoed also. Well, over here, the reason why I didn't cut the Erev Yom Tov is because I thought I looked presentable. So I did my job of looking presentable for Yom Tov. So the Aruch HaShulchan is makel on that. Even according to this opinion, if you want to remove it with a knife or by biting it, that's mutter. Excuse me, b'yad of it by pulling with his fingers. Another sipron of Bashinov ain't behemishumias. The Mora says it's not considered an act of, you know, that which is meis. The Mora says there's certain things which, by definition, meis, which you shouldn't do it in somebody else's presence because they will find it repulsive and you've not been acting with the proper sensitivity to other people's feelings. That doesn't apply to biting your fingernails. If a person is cutting their hands for the purpose of, not their hands, their fingernails, right? A little difference. For the purpose of a mitzvah, like going to the mikveh, let's say. So you can cut them in the regular fashion. You don't need a goy to do it for you. You can do it yourself. We don't require having it done by somebody else, a non-Jewish woman. Let's say the case of a woman who's an avela, and she also has the limitations of cutting fingernails, and she has a tzar to go to the mikvah, so she should ask a goy to do it, a non-Jewish woman to do it for her. So that's not necessary over here. Again, what's the logic? Because some see hold it the mutzal chasila to go cut your fingernails. So not going to machmir and ask you to do the ayreakum. Obviously, taking medication is not a chiddush. The chiddush over here is you're allowed to actually do malacha, even malacha gemura, real bona fide, which would be also on Shabbos and Yom Tov because there's no hetzer unless it's life threatening. Over here, it's not life threatening, but the tzarech person is sick, so you're allowed to do malacha. So I'm allowed to drive a car, which is a malacha, right? I'm burning a fire. The tzarech chel, it's not the yeshivas sakana, but cholamoid, it's mutter. That was part of the hetzer cholamoid. A filo l'chel shem b'sakana. Habi yamtiv also filo dishtos darva shumi shumafua. There atos shkichas amanim. However, in yamtiv, not only is making the medications aser, because that involves the process of toichin, etc., which is aser, but even to then consume the medication, eat the take the medicine, chazal aser, or to drink, as his example, drinking something which is for refuah, chazal aser, because you might come to grind, make the medication. So chazal aser that otu shkifas samamoni. So that's on yom tov. But chalamoid, all bets are off. It's mutter.